In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go then, and take heed unto thyself, and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made thee an overseer, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. This is the charge to the pastors elect that you heard last week at the call service. And if you are one of the pastors elect, you will hear these words again at your ordination and at your installation. I am confident that none of you fail to take these words seriously. Anyone who is ever tempted to think of these words as a formality need only take a look at our text for today. As I live, declares the Lord God, surely because my sheep have become a prey, and because my shepherds have not searched for my sheep, but the shepherds have fed themselves and have not fed my sheep, therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my sheep at their hand. God never does anything as a mere formality. When he makes someone a shepherd, he expects to see that person be a shepherd. Nothing less than faithfulness is acceptable to our God. Having castigated and condemned the false prophets, our God tells us how he will solve the problem. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock when he is among his sheep that have been scattered, so will I seek out my sheep. God himself will be the shepherd, the good shepherd. These words do not, however, let you off the hook. There is not a contrast here between bad shepherds who do the work of God all wrong and God who does the work correctly only by himself. God does not work through magic. He never has and he never will. God uses means to achieve his works. The good shepherd seeks out his flock through called and ordained men. What is the difference then between the false shepherds and true shepherds, between those who fail to be the shepherds God wants and those through whom God can show himself as the good shepherd? The difference can be found in those words of the charge to those who are ordained and installed. Take heed unto thyself and to all the flock. Pay careful attention to yourself and to the flock. Know what a shepherd needs to know to be a good shepherd, to allow the good shepherd to be seen through you. If you are currently completing your education here at the seminary, you have learned how to be the one through whom the good shepherd can be seen, or at least you have begun to learn what you need to know. The seminary exists to form servants of Jesus Christ, and the education, the formation that you have received here is second to none. If you know that I was called to serve at the library when I graduated from this seminary, you may wonder if I am simply spouting the party line. Far from it. The formation you receive here provides you with the start of a lifetime of serving God by being a faithful under-shepherd. I know this because after I had been at the library for about a year, the opportunity came my way to serve a vacancy at ASEAN just south of Fort Wayne. I served that vacancy for 15 months until a graduate from here was placed at the parish. Although the pastoral work certainly was not as intense as it would have been as a full-time parish pastor, after all, I did keep my daytime job at the library, I was nevertheless involved in the parish life, the joys, the sorrows, the good times, the bad times, the opportunities to teach, and the occasions where silence was in order until a more opportune time came along. After a number of months in the vacancy, I realized that the seminary had done exactly what it proclaimed to do: form servants of Jesus Christ. And I thought at the time, and still think, that if this seminary could accomplish that with me, it could do that for almost anybody. So, I say again, the formation you have received here is second to none. God has prepared you to serve Him and His flock, not by being a self-important authority, but by being a shepherd. It is through you that God Himself, will seek out His flock. It is through you, and not through some mysterious emanation in the air, that people will hear the good news about Jesus Christ, the only Savior from sin. It is through you, and not through the Holy Spirit magically showing up where He is needed, that the flock will be cared for. I have been using the word shepherd from our text here very narrowly for pastor, which is much more specific than Ezekiel actually means in our text. Ezekiel is referring to any leader, political or religious, who has been placed in a position to lead his people. Thus, I can also very appropriately apply these same words to deaconesses, who are called by God to show works of mercy. Although I cannot speak from personal experience, I am certain that your formation as deaconesses is on a par with the formation of pastors. You have learned how to let the Good Shepherd Himself show through your own acts of mercy and caring for God's flock. It is, as with pastors, the work of God Himself who is using you as a means. Finally, we have those who are not leaders. God does not address them here in these verses, but He certainly has a role also for you. In several of his letters, St. Paul entreated, "Pray for us." As I mentioned earlier, so will I say here, God never does anything simply as a formality. Paul's request, "Pray for us," applies to all of us to pray for those who have been called to serve God's people. God indeed carries out his work of caring for his sheep even without our prayers, but he also urges us through St. Paul to pray that those shepherds and deaconesses may carry out their work faithfully among us. God has gathered us from among all the peoples and brought us into our own land, the church. God has gathered us as a flock and given us shepherds to show forth the good shepherd in word and action. Together, as sheep and shepherds, we listen to our good shepherd as he daily and richly gives us the words of eternal life. For God has declared, "I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I myself will make them lie down," declares the Lord God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.